It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Your day. Memory verse from Psalms 90, verse 6. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. In Genesis 1, verse 1 to 5, God called the light day and the darkness night. The combination of both gave us the first day. When you dig deeper, you'll discover that a day is broken into three parts: morning, afternoon, and evening. In Psalms 55, verse 17, David said, "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray, and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." Day is God's unit of measuring the time of man on earth. Psalms 90, verse 12 says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom." Proverbs 10:27 tells us that although God can lengthen a fellow's days, he can also shorten them. According to the memory verse for today, the morning is the time for growing up, and it is time for joy. When you are growing up as a child, you have no responsibilities. When children wake up in the morning, they want breakfast to be at the table, and how it gets there is none of their business. Listen to a child laugh and you'll also begin to laugh, because their laughter is right from the inside. The afternoon is when you are at your peak and the sun is at its brightest. Job 11 verse 17 talks about age being clearer than the noonday. The noon is the peak of life. The evening is when things begin to become dim and the sun is about to set. 1 Samuel 4 verse 15 says that Eli was 98 years old and his eyes waxed dim. Psalms 104 verse 23 says that man goes to his work and begins to return home in the evening. Your evening is when you begin to round off your life. It is pertinent to know which part of your day you are in, so that you can act wisely and make the best of it. However, if you don't know, you could be trying to achieve good results with the wrong method. This is why those who fear God are called wise, because even though they grow old, they have wisdom and can still do what strong people cannot. There is a time to use strength primarily, and there is a time to use less of strength and more of wisdom. There is a time to run and a time to pass the baton. You must recognize your times and seasons to make the best out of your life. Reflection: what part of your day on earth are you currently in?
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.